You might have heard the final episode of The Sopranos on HBO was a wee bit controversial. And so for today's 5-minute audio commentary at Culture Snob, we're going to be looking at the final scene of that episode, which just so happens to be around 5 minutes. I think there are two primary issues we're going to talk about. The first being what the editing scheme represents, whether it is Tony Soprano's heightened awareness of his of the danger he faces in his life at this point, or whether it's just David Chase fucking with his audience. The second issue is what actually happens at the end of the show when the screen goes to black. A lot of people have theorized that Tony gets shot at that instant, that the instant that the screen goes black is the instant he dies. I think that's wrong, and we'll discuss why. If you are following along on your television, on the count of three, you're going to press play. One, two, three. So Tony at this point has just visited Uncle Junior, and he is at a restaurant I believe is called Holston's in New Jersey. It's a apparently something of a landmark. The scene is edited very aggressively in the sense that there's a mounting tension that's created by David Chase through edits that are not very natural and shots of people incidental to the story in the diner. So the tension is escalated by, if you're watching the clock, wondering what's going to happen now that we're getting closer and closer to the end. I believe at the time the scene starts, it is actually past the episode's supposed running time, so that you're wondering if any given shot might be the last one. So the use of these edits and where we are in the relationship to the end of the show creates an almost unbearable tension that I think has led a lot of people to the untenable conclusion that Tony gets killed at the end. I think the issue with the editing relates to whether it is a representative of Tony's point of view of his anxiety, of his fear that he's going to get killed, or whether it is an authorial intervention, essentially. And I believe that this belongs wholly to David Chase. If you watch Tony in this scene, when the camera cuts away to somebody else in the diner, he's generally not the source of that cut. It's not like he's looking up, there's a cut, and you see somebody that he's looking at cut back to Tony. He's looking fairly intently at his menu, and right here there's a guy in a USA hat. Tony doesn't glance at him. This is David Chase essentially operating the camera rather than Tony Soprano's eyes. So, and I think this is this point of view is even more clear when you consider Meadow Soprano, who Tony is not seeing in any way and can't see and can't know where she is. So when the camera is with Meadow and there are all these cuts and there's this, again, increasing tension, that can't be a representation of Tony's mindset or his perspective because he's not there. So this is clearly David Chase creating tension where you fear all these bad things are going to happen and he's giving you all these red herrings about, you know, Meadow in her car or the guy in the members only jacket or the guys who enter ahead of AJ or and things of that nature. Right as Meadow crosses the street near the very end, you fear that she might be hit by a car. And this is all created through David Chase's editing or through the, you know, the choices that he makes as a filmmaker. There's nothing in the scene that suggests any danger beyond the editing scheme. So I think there's really no reason to, outside of the editing scheme, to think that anything bad actually does happen. We do actually get a fair amount of closure in the end of The Sopranos because Tony has been told that there's a very good chance he's going to be indicted. And at the same time, his chief rival, the person who created the actual danger for him, was Phil Leotardo, has been killed. And he's essentially been told that if Phil got killed, there wouldn't be any retribution. So there really is no danger, no heightened danger to Tony's life at this point. Tony looks right there at the guy at the members-only jacket, but he doesn't follow him. He looks right back down at the menu. He's not feeling in danger at this point. There's also been a lot of commentary, of course, about the use of Journey, but we'll leave that be. I really like the idea that Tony gets to choose the song the show goes out on. David Chase has been praised for his musical choices, but this is Tony's, and I think that's a pretty sweet gesture, actually. So we're nearing the very end. Meadows crossing the street, and now we get the famous cut to black right as the door rings. There's the cut right there. So one question has been, well, that's the instant that he gets whacked. Well, we see behind him, there's nobody behind him. There's nobody in geographically in relationship to the Sopranos who could do the deed. There's been a lot of commentary about Bobby's comment about you never hear it coming. But there is a sound before a gun is fired, even if it's a very small one, and we don't hear that. So I don't see any reason for anybody to read into this scene that Tony gets shot. But I know that a lot of people disagree with me. At the same time, I think that that tension in that final scene is purely an invention of David Chase, and I think it's pretty cheap, actually. I think this is a scene that is beautifully domestic in a way that the last scene of A History of Violence was as well. I believe it was the last scene. But there is no peril in this scene, really. It's an artificial peril. And David Chase is playing on the audience's desire for and fear of some violent end to Tony or a member of his family. And in the end, he kind of just pulls out a big fuck you, because I don't think you can reasonably say that anything happens outside of the consumption of onion rings and a Journey song ending.